Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. It's nice and warm here today. I hope it's nice and warm wherever you are.
Yes, and we have a great show for you today. It's about transcending death. The questions we're asking are like, what is death? Experienced from heart space and unified consciousness? How can you be conscious and hold sacred space during the dying process? You are also talking about transitions, about endings and beginnings, and how do you make transitioning transcending?
Right. It's important. And, you know, we think about death in terms of living energies like people and animals and stuff, but really you can have the death of an idea, you can have a death of a business, you can have all kinds of things we aspire, you know, put it to. And we really want to just clear up as much energy as we can about being comfortable with death, because it's a fact of life, I presume, pretty much everywhere I know. So it's going to happen. And we want to build our comfortability with the idea that things are here now and things are not in another moment. People are here now and not in another moment. And how do we navigate that? And how to do it from a place of consciousness where we can really get that bigger picture and develop some comfort?
Yes. You just brought up so many things that I would love to just dive into it, but we have a few new things coming up that we'd like our listeners to know about.
Okay, what do we got there?
Well, let me see. Well, the first thing to let folks know, and it's so appropriate with transitions and endings, is right. That this is our last show on BBS Radio. We're going to be moving to Om Times Radio in July.
And we want all our listeners to know you guys have been great. And we will want to make sure we can navigate this easily for everyone. And we are so grateful to the BBS Radio Network Station and their wonderful Dawn and Doug. They've been so wonderful to work with. And I highly recommend them to anybody who's out there who wants to come do what we do. And thank you, gentlemen, very much for your support. And we want to make sure all of you can get connected to us as we move through. So we'll be facilitating that on as many different levels as we can. So
I'm going to do what I normally do here, which is say the same thing that you said, but with different words and slightly different inflections. So you listeners are great, and we would like you to follow us over to Om Times and listen to us there as well. Stay tuned, because you'll find out the latest information and the links to get to us on our websites. My website is joan-newcomb.com, and Janet's website is janetandbeyond.com. And I will echo her that these guys here at BBS Radio are fantastic. We landed here when we were in between niches, so to speak, and they provide the greatest service. They are awesome people and sound engineers, and if you're thinking about doing a radio show yourself, I highly recommend landing here as well, or wanting a professional podcast recorded. So that's my little advertising for BBS Radio as well. And I wanted to make sure that you guys can find us on our other stations by looking at our websites.
And they can contact us at conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com, and we can make sure you get notifications of all those changes. So if you're a listener but you haven't been subscribing to either one of our websites, just click on or contact us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, and we'll make sure you get the notices of when we'll start appearing with Alms Times. We don't want to lose you.
Right. Well, you know what? And you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. So if you go to Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, you can join the fun there. You can find out all the other things that we do, and we put our weekly blogs there as well. And on Twitter, it's really simple. It's at Joan and Janet. And we would keep you totally notified there as well. Now, we have some exciting things. Besides the move to Om Times, we have some exciting things coming up in July. The first one is our Conscious Conference Call, and that is on Thursday, July 16th at 7 p.m. Pacific. So if you have ever listened to the show and just wished that you could be there with us, we invite you to be here with us on the Conscious Conference Call. It's a much more intimate platform, and you get to ask your questions as well. And our next one, again, is Thursday, July 16th at 7 p.m. Pacific. And so if you would like to hear the recording of our last email, you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And I just remembered one other thing that we also want to let folks know that we are currently... We're live on the air, and we're currently taking callers. So now I'm hesitating because I should have had that phone number up in front of me. So stay tuned, or if you're on the BBS website, it's right over there in the column, so you could go the number to go to.
Yeah, and we don't often do live callers, so please, if there's something that, as we get into our subject matter, if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. And we realize you can be listening now, you can be listening in the future, you can be listening wherever you are and the convenience of it, but please give us a call, and we'd be happy to talk with you and see what that interaction. Oh, great. Okay.
I have the number for it. So if you happen to be, this is an unusual experience for us to actually be currently here in present time, intersecting space continuum right here. So call us if you would like to ask us a question, if you want to chime in on your experiences with transcending death, because we're going to go really deep here. We know a lot about it. And the live number is 888-627-6008. I'll say that again. It's 888-627-6008.
And then we're also going to be at the Boeing Employees Parapsychology Club, right, in July, that we want to let them know about?
That is correct. We are at Boeing, believe it or not, Boeing has an Employees Parapsychology Club, and they put on a Conscious Wellness Expo every year. This year is Saturday, July 25th. It's from 10 to 4, and they hold it at the Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. So if you're anywhere in the Northwest, commuting distance, or you want to make a weekend of it, come on down to Kent and see us in person. We will be doing demos of our various talents. Janet will be doing demos of Matrix, and I will be doing energy demos and reading demos as well. If you want to know more about the expo, because there's a lot of other really interesting people there as well, it is www.bepcweb.org. So that's B as in Boeing, E, Employees Parapsychology Club, bepcweb.org, to find out about
that. You know, that never gets easier to say, does it, Joan?
There's just too many letters that sound alike, you know. B as in baby, so P as in parapsychology.
And you've got your new client special. Tell them about that pretty quick.
Okay, so actually, more than that, I have an essential purpose and passion quiz that people are very excited about. So if you go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, you can sign up for my weekly words of wisdom and the essential purpose and passion quiz. And I also, if you are in the Seattle-Tacoma area, I am doing a monthly meetup now. It's a Conscious Conversations meetup. And the first one is on Saturday, July 18th in the Proctor District from 2:30 to 3:30. And you can find out more about that at my website, joan-newcomb.com.
And then I've got my website if you want to sign up for my blog weekly. And Joan has a great blog. If you subscribe, you can get, free top 10 tips, really about 28 of them, on how to enjoy life. Because I think I enjoy life, and I'm more than happy to share. Because anyone who's listened to the show knows I can talk a lot. So I thought I'd give you some things to play with. So I hope you'll be joining us. And I think we're getting ready for our commercial break here, and then we'll be coming back and going deep, won't we?
Yes, I guess so. Have we been notified yet?
I don't know.
Because I will keep talking too. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead. We're going to stop for a commercial break. Stay tuned, because we're talking about transcending death in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and this is Janet in non-body tape, space and time here. And we are talking about transcending death.
Whoa, okay. Just feel that. Okay. So how can a transition like a death be transcendent? Transcendent being something that's beyond the normal, that totally elevates whatever the moment is. And that's the way you want it. Everything is an opportunity for something different to happen. And transitions don't have to just follow this pattern. You can make it at any moment something worthy of grace. And so that's where we're going with it today, right, John?
Well, and I personally believe that all deaths are transcendent. But what we're really talking about is how can you experience it yourself as transcendent, not just dying yourself, but I mean somebody else's death, or you can experience death-like experiences. Because Janet was talking earlier about, you know, all endings are a death. I mean, and I was thinking they're also like a death of identity. So if you're going through a divorce, you know, you're losing that aspect of yourself that identified with being married.
You know? Right. You know, and my framework is that how we currently hold that information about something going to happen, right? Yeah. Yes, you're totally true. Death is transcendent. But that of us that are busy watching or experiencing or being emotionally related to, we don't necessarily get that point of it because we're in our experience of it. And so we want to invite this conversation within ourselves to how do we hold this? I mean, sometimes we notice things that are kind of like a Monty Python, you know, dead parrot comedy sketch. We have lots of words and statements for death, but we don't really aren't okay with the idea that things transition. So maybe we should drop into heart space and then continue from there. You ready for that, Joan?
I'm totally ready.
All right, everybody. So no matter what you're doing and where you are and what time and space you're listening to this, and we treasure wherever that is for you. Because there is no time, no space in this reality. So as we all join in together and drop into heart-centered awareness of the unified state of consciousness, put aside all whatever you think today is about or been about, and let's just you do it in this reference of the subject matter. So take a breath. There you go. And let the shoulders hunch and drop. Be in your body. Isn't that interesting? We really want to feel in our body with this. And we're just going to allow it to melt out of your head, down the back of your neck. Just feel that. All those places that are kind of stuck, hard, rigid, frozen, percolating, whatever the sensation may be, just allow yourself to drop in. Drop in toward the direction of your physical heart. There you go, and breathe. And open those, that awareness up, like the aperture on a lens. Open it up. Notice the emotional terrain there. And just notice. Don't be attached. Or if you're attached, that's fine. What if you could let it go a little bit? What if you're feeling constriction? What if you're gripping, holding on? This is the place where we just want to allow it to soften. Be aware of what's going on there. And just be a little more relaxed. All is okay. Because this is about grace. This is about accepting where we are with this subject matter. And a lot of us tie into all these huge morphic fields of society and civilization, and we track really big. And so there's a lot of information out there that you can be relating to from an aware and mostly unaware place. So notice the emotions. Just let them be. And then open that aperture up a little bit more. There you go. Into the all. Into the core, the essence of where you and I are one. Get beyond where we're individuals into where we're having our group experience. And what it'd be like to be here and feel what you feel. So this is about life in all its form, and it's incarnated and discarnated. And what we're talking about today is where we feel the transition from the incarnated to the discarnated. And so we'll have this conversation here. Ooh, okay, there's a lot of tightness that showed up right there. So let's just open it up. And if you think of the Möbius strip, where it crosses over in the infinity symbol. And we're talking about the place where it crosses over. And in one direction of the flow of energy, it's an incarnating, it's a birth. And from a human perspective, when it transitions and goes the other direction, we call that death. But really, it's another birth. If you slip to the other side, and you're birthing into a discarnated state. As we know it. This is the references we hold. Could be something else, but pretty much I think most of humanity is going to look at it this way in some way. That being alive is what it's all about. And whether you believe in reincarnation or whatever your belief systems are, there is the sense of, I am here now, and now I'm not. So, all right, everybody. What you noticing, Joan?
Well, what I notice when I am dropped into heart space and I am experiencing things as consciousness, I notice that I never cease to exist. So there is no death from that perspective. Mm-hmm. But my experience in this planet, my experience with incarnating in this body, there's life and death in the body. There's change. There's life and death of experiences. There's life and death of identity. So it's this world is made up of dichotomies. And the game on this planet is about creating and destroying. So every day things are getting created, things are getting destroyed. You know, the sun comes up, the sun goes down. Plants die and become fertilizer for new seeds to come up. So it's part of the flow on the planet. And I notice even as I'm talking about that, my body feels a little tense about it because my body doesn't want to die, and my body views any kind of change as death. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and my body, I've already been through assisting two people out of body, you know, midwifing them back to spirit. Mm-hmm. But I know that the topic is uncomfortable for many people because it brings up their own mortality. Their body thinks it's going to die. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a big charged topic.
Well, I think a lot of what you're talking about and describing in nature and everything really could be viewed as birthing and dying. You know, we were creating and we're letting go. And I'm not tracking what the word was that you used.
I said creating and destroying, but birthing and dying is exactly the same thing, right?
It's exactly the same thing. So this is a given. So I want people to notice in this moment, how are you okay with just being? And we want to release the tension that you really described well. The body wants to be here till it doesn't want to be here. And it's designed to keep going. And if anyone who has health experience or different levels of awareness about life, physical life, the biggest deal to go is to have that heartbeat. I mean, you know, you'll lose loss of all kinds of functions, but that heart is designed to just beat. So there is that place where all of a sudden the heart will get the message, there's no more energy here. And we want that to be a state of grace. And we want to welcome that and make that easy on that individual as much as we can if that's the way it's supposed to be. Because we know death can be many different experiences. And we're all kind of tracking those things. So, and we all have had our different experiences of death. So let's just relax. Accept. It's not so much a surrender unless you put it in those, couch it in that language. What if it's just an acceptance that, yes, things begin and things end? And what if we can feel good about that? There is an awareness that the word death, D-E-A-T-H, and those letters in that particular order means something. So we're just going to shake the letters up a bit. Let's move them around a little bit. See if that creates some ease for people. Because in this reality, things are changeable, mutable, possible. And what if you didn't have to feel the way you do? What if you let go of your resistance to the degree that you can let it go? And what if you were okay about flow? Right. Yeah. Okay. What you noticing, Joan?
I'm noticing multiple flows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also noticing some backups.
Yes. Tell me about that. Is it at all behind your eyebrows? from bridge of your nose?
No, actually, I was noticing it more lower down. So I don't know if I'm tracking something else going on.
Yeah, I'm kind of got a pain in between the bridge of the nose there. Okay.
Oh, interesting. In the center of your head. No, I'm actually feeling it over my left hip.
Hmm. Okay.
So I don't know if that's a kidney area or what that was, but
All right.
So it's interesting to me to be feeling this, and I think what we're doing is that you and I are both tracking people who are listening, and you know. And as we started off, that this is a very charged topic for people. Mm-hmm. I remember when my mother was passing, my sister-in-law wouldn't go in the room.
Right.
You know, and I was really surprised, but that's because, you know, I had been sleeping beside my mother for the last 21 days, giving her sips of water. You know, I was really, but I don't think my sister-in-law had actually, I don't think my sister-in-law had seen her in the entire 2 years prior to her passing. I think the last time my sister-in-law probably had seen her was like 4 years before. Mm-hmm. So it was a real, so obviously, you know, some people have discomfort with, you know, with people passing, and just, you know, if you've never seen a dead body before, like, what's that like? And mm-hmm.
I think there's so much unresolved energy.
Yeah.
You know, recently my father passed, I guess, what has it been, like 8 days ago, 9 days ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was with him in that pretty intense time and holding his hand and having to speak in his ear because he could only hear in the one ear. And so we were with him the whole time, and he was in a coma, I guess, like 5, 6, 7 days. I don't really remember now. And it was interesting because hospice came every day, and they were so impressed with how the three of us were rotating through and acting with him. Like, we talked to him, we moved him, I described everyone who came into the room, I played music in his ear. Sarah Brightman, he always thought she had the voice of an angel, and so I was had it on my iPad, and I put that in that ear, and whatever he was noticing us or in his experience, we treated him like he was still with us, which he was. And they were just like, whoa, we don't see this a lot from family. So it was interesting, unfortunately, that that's the what they noticed. But
Well, you know, you're reminding me of when, for my mother, the passing was very quiet. You know, we held a sacred space for it. Mm-hmm. And then 11 months later, my father passed, and it was a three-ring circus. It was a different environment. The people there were not conscious of energy, and they were all having a very strong emotional reaction. And the environment there was much more social, much more higher volume anyway. So I had a challenge with it because I had a preconceived notion that this was going to be peaceful and quiet like my mother had, and it was not. But then my father in life was an extrovert and loved social stuff. So I, at the one point, just had to kind of shrug my shoulders and go, okay, you know, we each create our birth process or death process. You know, some people are born into, you know, there's everybody in the family sitting around watching kind of thing. And some people have really quiet births, you know, over in the corner by themselves. So it's really a similar thing.
How do we make this transcendent in my mind? So here's a passing, and I was able to sit there with as much awareness that I could bring to this experience for my father, in that this would be a state of grace for him that he had not known in his lifetime. And I was very fortunate in my friends and people that are open to what we do, and that in this field of unified consciousness, the patterns that he had been having run through his life, there was potential for it to be different. And so as things came up in my awareness of sitting with him and holding his hand through this experience, it was all about, well, let's look at this. And what would it be like if this could be what it could be for him? And all the things that he hadn't been able to clean up and take care of and had let go of. And he developed dementia in the last 10 years of his life. And so he was forgetting those things that bothered him. He was forgetting those things because in the moment, everyone was always very charmed by my father. And he was always present. He didn't regress in time or anything. He was just always present. So he didn't connect from moment to moment. So he couldn't remember what bothered him. He couldn't remember the mess. He couldn't remember the discord. He couldn't remember those things. And I was so aware in being with him that I was there to help that be different in a way that he couldn't suggest or ask or experience for himself until he got to this place. And I could just feel how this was the place of him and I in those last 5 days where he could say yes. He quit resisting. He quit those maintaining that conscious structure of who he thought he was. And it was such a beautiful space to be with him for those days. And it's not anything anyone ever wants to wish on someone, but if you're going to have an experience, wow, get all you can out of it. And my brother was there and was having a hard time dealing with it, and other people were coming and going a little bit. And, you know, we set it up. So that's the transcendent that I want people to get, that you can free up and use this as an opportunity to look at a life and go, oh, okay. And it wasn't about forgiveness, and it wasn't about going to a better place, and it wasn't about any of those things. It was about what would be fun for you, Dad. And his dog had passed 3 weeks earlier. He was 16-year-old Golden Lab, which it was a remarkable feat in itself. That dog was hanging out for Dad. And the moment my dad passed, a dog across the street started barking. And we were all very clear that he was going to go have an experience, a different kind of experience with Houston, his dog, and that he was going to be bring back information for me about dreams and people who had lost their dreams, because that was became a theme I understood at the end of his life. And it wasn't that I had to do that or that I wanted it to be nice or any of that. It was just allowing in this state of unified consciousness about potential entering his life in the reality that he couldn't do it when he was living. And so it was a beautiful thing. And it is a beautiful thing.
It sounds like it. And so what I hear in what you just shared was how this can be for our listeners, how you can have it as a transcendent experience is to step back from the drama and from the immediate story and view it from the bigger experience. You know, I've talked to other people who have experienced people dying, and it really is, it's the energy is amazing, and it's a birth process. And, you know, you can be there and hold their hand as they're transitioning, or you can just mm-hmm. energetically be present. And that way you can transcend, you can have a transcendent experience for yourself. When you can hold it as a bigger picture like that, as a bigger perspective, as a bigger experience, you can transcend all the stuff about death yourself.
Well, that's perfect. Thank you for noticing that, because it was for me as much as for him. Mm-hmm. And it is how we hold the reality, right? And allowing ourselves to go to those places, allowing ourselves to be fearless. And fearless is not that you don't have fear. It's that you have fear and it's like, oh, okay, hello, you over there. But you don't have to dictate, and you have no power more so than the joy. You have no more, you know, fear is just fear, and it's just this little thing, one of many options. And allowing yourself to be open, it makes you very present. It makes you very, brings you right back to a centered place. And it was, for anything, you know, when you talk about a divorce, or you talk about graduating college and now what are you going to do, or all these different ways that we have a transition, and we are either in our sense of mourning about the past, not necessarily got the, oh, looking forward to the future yet, because we're still in the past of regrets and emotions, et cetera, et cetera. And it's how to navigate that in a way that says, this is where I am now, and let's be in this moment with it. And that was one thing that was very helpful for me. I found myself in my emotional responses and being really present to them. And then it cleared in a couple minutes or even less, you know, but it was acknowledging everything that I was experiencing. And it keeps your focus very narrow. And I'd suggest it for people to allow yourself to be present that way. And it's challenging when you got the kids and you've got the car and you've got the dog and you got to make the food and how do we give ourselves time to process experience with awareness that we're having a moment?
So tell me more about having a moment.
Well, you know, you have to pay attention. You have to be open to having your moment, right? You have to be allow yourself not so much process time, because process always has this thing about timing in it. Oh, I'll notice later. Well, you know, I'll deal with it later. I mean, you hear that with people. I don't have time to acknowledge my pain and or my grief or my unexpressed anger or whatever it is. Or and then all of a sudden it's not important. Oh, you know, when it really is, because you're hurting and you need to acknowledge that you hurt. And if you do it in the moment, the power of it is not now subversively showing up somewhere else in an inappropriate time or creating an agenda of its own. And that was very present because of family dynamics and stuff. So
I remember that. I remember because talking to you, you know, in the last week or so, and you would let yourself be right in the moment and cry when you need to and then go on. So I was very impressed by that because in my circumstances, and mind you, you had 17 days and I had 2 years. So,
and more credit to you, girl, boy.
Well, and for me, it was really, the beginning of the experience was really like an unexpected pregnancy when you're in your 50s, and except that, you know, the child that you had has a disability, so it's not going to be getting more independent, it's going to be getting less independent. And it was just as hard, you know, the lack of sleep and everything like that was just as hard as being with a newborn. Mm-hmm. That was at the very beginning. And then at the end, I had much more of a clear awareness because she was in hospice for the last 11 months. So I had a much more clear awareness of my focus on being in the moment and in creating moments of joy, you know, creating moments that within her capability as the dementia progressed, of being able to go to, you know, we did a couple plays until that was no longer an ability she could handle. We would drive in the country and listen to music on the radio, that those simple experiences. And I held the space as a midwife for her, as the pregnant person midwifing herself back to spirit. Mm-hmm. Except that there were very few moments that I could cry, because it was all on my shoulders. So there wasn't really another parent present. There was somebody in the basement, but that wasn't exactly the same thing. You know,
And so
I resonate with that, with what you were talking about. But more of that is just like holding a higher awareness in that moment and knowing that, you know, you can sleep at the end of it.
Well, I have to be very honest. You know, this was the end came quickly, but, you know, I have been noticing this for a long time, right? And in the last couple of months, it was really being very conscious about how can this work out for all of us in a way that is, you know, will work for the best that it could be. And in using consciousness technologies and really being, okay, what's going on here? What's happening? And my friends were really being present with me and we would play. So how this all resolved itself was a state of grace. It could have been something else, but it showed up like this. And I want people to be aware of, use your skill sets. Get free of how you think something has to be, or that person who's going to just be triggering you like crazy, and you go back to, no, it can be this way. And it was really, it was the whole thing was just remarkable in how it played out. And I'm so grateful to having these skill sets and the people that I know that were supportive of that and understand that things can be much more. So in this moment, I want people to be noticing for yourself, what's up? Have we triggered awareness of some sort? And it may show up as attention. It may show up as a headache. It may show up as, I don't want to listen to this anymore. That's telling you that you have some kind of energy. You have a pattern there that's like getting tweaked. Great. Just notice it. Allow yourself to be okay. It is okay. So you just want to, and whether it's about your job or the divorce or the marriage or a death of a parent or of a child, whatever, the dog, whatever it is, acknowledge how you feel. You can love yourself still. Acknowledge all that emotional layering. And notice how much of it is really current and how much of it is all the stuff from beneath it. And be all right with it. Because you have to give yourself permission. No one else can give you permission to be who you are in your honesty. You're the only one. You. So just notice it. There you go. There you go, everybody. Just relax. There is some shock there, so let's just remove the shock. There we go. Let that just fall away. So if it was easy to breathe, what that would be like. There's a lot of stuff in the head, but it's okay. So let's just allow that limbic system and the back of the brain where all that emotional energy can get kind of stuck and frozen to just thaw like a nice summer thaw, silver thaw. You may be holding information that's old. Yes. What you noticing, Joan?
Well, I am noticing holding a bigger space for all the different kinds of changes and transitions, and holding a bigger space for transformation of things that we perceive as dying, like our identities when our jobs end, you know, or our roles in life change. And I can see as a greater person having compassion for the smaller part of me that might be having difficulty. I'm also noticing time and space, and that maybe this is a good time to start coming out of heart space to transition onto some other topics.
Got it. So everyone, just take a breath, and whatever has shown up for you, just allow it to be there. Allow it to float away. Allow it to break up. Allow yourself to say goodbye. There we go. I think that's kind of the charge we've got on some of this is about saying goodbye. Did you have time to say goodbye? Were you present? Both Joan and I were fortunate that we were present in these passings, but perhaps you weren't. And what if it was okay? What if you could let all that unresolved emotional energy, just put it in a pretty little package and send it off into universal consciousness? Yeah, there we go. Now, and if you're having an emotional experience, that's fine. Just notice that. That's just stored up information. It doesn't have to last very long. But in that moment of grieving, acknowledge that you have it and what it would be like to give yourself the time and space to acknowledge this old stuff. And notice how that goes. Just let it go.
Yeah, so I invite people to just take a deep breath and be gentle with themselves. And you can hold the space of transformation and transcending As we're going to commercial break, and I just want to remind you that you're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and this is Janet. We're going to take a break and come back and talk some more about transcending death in the state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we've been talking about transcending death and other things.
Other things. Tell me more about other things.
Well, what I was thinking is that, you know, you did raise the question, and we have talked about a little bit about, you know, the death of identity. And, you know, people have been through a lot of challenging transitions, you know. The world economy has been topsy-turvy, so a lot of people have gone through positions, situations where they've been laid off from their jobs and sometimes been unemployed for years as they've had a transition. Or, you know, talked about divorce. Often it takes a long time to get to that point of divorce, so really you've been in a marriage that has been disintegrating for a while, but once the divorce happens, your identity changes, and there's a big space. So how do you hold that as, without this being the topic for an entire other show, how do you hold that as a transcendent space? How do you hold that from a bigger awareness, this awareness of consciousness, while you are in a remodeling process, a rebuilding process for your life?
Well, I think to start off with, you drop into heart space like we were doing, and you kind of look at all the components of whatever the issue is. That's what's coming to mind. A lot of that, it feels like it has an emotional weight on it that you're describing, mm-hmm. and we need to move that to a place where it's useful. And so if we can move that part of it off, when you don't have to be in the emotion of your experience, what shows up then? And play that. And so, whatever that is, right?
I have a quick question for you, Jenna. I was mm-hmm. just thinking how, you know, you yourself, the transition that you personally went through mm-hmm. was a very interesting one, because you started off in your career as a model, and mm-hmm. you had a lot of really difficult health situations, and mm-hmm. which led you to learning all the modalities that you have, and really led you to your true calling as the energy practitioner that you are. So how do you hold space for yourself through all those health situations, the death of that old identity to now?
Well, you got
in 60 seconds or less.
You got to pull up your big girl panties. You got to go, okay, what if this wasn't what I thought it was? What if I created this as a way to experience myself as consciousness? And I take responsibility. There is no victim here. That's the first mm-hmm. thing you got to do. So often we feel victimized in our experiences. And that's a viewpoint, and it's not helpful. So if you take back your power and go, okay, I'm okay having my physical experiences because I understand it's a way that I experience life and it connects me. And even for the painful things that they used to be, and I wouldn't trade, you know, nobody wanted what I went through. My relationship to that information now is in a place where, look at there you were. Look at all those patterns. I'm not in the emotional connection to the degree that I used to be at all. And where I didn't understand who I was and why I was having this pain and why me, I don't have that anymore. So when I can free that up and I realize, there's much more to life than what I'm thinking or thought there was, and free of my father and brother and family viewpoints, which are so obvious to me this last couple of weeks, change can happen. You can navigate this. You can have transcending experiences. So I don't know that. Is that about time? Is that my 60 seconds?
That was your 60 seconds or less. No, this, I mean, that was wonderfully put. And you know, for you, it was an evolutionary mm-hmm. process that took, mm-hmm. It took years for that. And yeah. So many of us, you know, it's not overnight. It's not a 7-day or an 11-month experience or something. Mm-mm. It is an evolutionary process. And an analogy that I like to liken it to is that we are always going through a constant spiritual remodel. It's if you buy a house, you can just sit in it and have it just be that wonderful mid-century modern with no updates since it was built mm-hmm. in 1959 or something. Mm-hmm. Or you know you continually upgrade it. You do more than slap on a new coat of paint. You know put in new bay windows. You create a master bathroom. Right. And we do that as consciousness because as consciousness we are creative beings and we're thrilled by the Earth's realm of creating and destroying. Well, the thing is we forget that we're in the middle of a remodel and we're like, why is the water turned off? What is that hole in the ceiling? And who are these contractors in my house?
Where are they? Yeah. Well, I think what we set up, you know, being physical, that we are born, we have our teen years, we have our middle age, we have our old age, and then you die. And what we do with that is that we set the limits that we're constantly a state of innocence having experience. And when you start to reframe that and like go from, oh, I'm just gathering more experience, everything is still fresh. It's not dictated that it has to be a certain way and has to happen a certain time. And that's the quality of agelessness. When I turned 50, I started thinking in terms of ageless because my body was already shot under that. You know, I was lucky to be alive. So I don't have fear of death. And I've been there too many times. So it frees you up. And I'm like, well, I can get old. Ooh, that I don't see anything good to recommend that. Ageless. Now that sounds pretty interesting. And so I made conscious choices and integrated myself into going, okay, what could I do differently? I don't have to be trapped in this thinking. And that's how you keep young. I don't want to be young. I want to be ageless.
That's great.
You know.
Those are really wonderful thoughts to leave our listeners with as we are wrapping up here. We really quick, some reminders to let you know what's coming up to stay connected with us. We're transitioning to Om Times Radio in July. So to find out the links about that, you can go to each of our websites, joan-newcomb.com and janetandbeyond.com. But stay tuned also because we do have a conscious conference call coming up on Thursday, July 16th at 7 p.m. And you can also find that information on our website. And we're going to be at the Boeing Expo on July 25th. And that is also on our website. So we'd love hearing from you. Find us on Facebook and on Twitter. And thank you so much for this wonderful ride. We'd like to thank you so much for joining us in this time and space because you are helping co-create the show as well.
And you can feel it, can't you, Joan?
Yes.
What a lovely feeling this is right now. So everyone, thank you. Thank you for sharing with us and trusting us on this journey. And life is what you make it. And so we'll look forward to seeing you on another channel, but
still consciously conversing.
Yes. And thank you, Joan. It's been lovely. It's been just absolutely lovely. And I know, having known you over the years, that this experience that you went through and yours, you know, having to take as long as it, you got such a wealth of experience out of that and information. And I hope you'll be following up with your writing about it.
Yes. Stay tuned because more is evolving from that. But right now, you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet. And we'll talk to you again, guys. Thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
Been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.